Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello. This is Tabitha Meeks in the background singing Girl of the Hour. She makes me smile. She has kind of a retro 70s, 1970s kind of look. And she's just kind of sassy. So if you're looking for a little sass, I recommend. You can find her on Instagram and probably other places. That's where I think I found her. TikTok, maybe. Girl of the Hour. The reason that I chose this song, I had a really fun, really, really fun coaching call today. I love my coaching clients. If any of you on this are listening and you're a coaching client, I'm giving you an extra hug. I had a great one where we were playing around with something that I use myself a lot. And I suddenly realized, I was like, hey, I should share this with you too, because it's been such a great tool for me. And what it is it's kind of this intentionally, quote unquote, calling in a part of ourselves that we need at a certain moment. And I just realized, I was also talking to my niece Nikki about this yesterday. And so maybe that's also why it's top of my mind. So, and when I say calling in, let me give you an example because I think that makes it easier. So I've been talking to you for a while now about this kind of crazy launching my end of life planner, coinciding with a number of deaths, actual deaths, coinciding with another just huge loss in my life. And also, but wait, there's more, you know, also just a lot of things that like almost being unearthed from other times of my life. You know, I've been in a lot of therapy, but things that I just maybe didn't deal with to the extent that they needed dealt with. Anyway, the point is that when I was talking to my niece, I remember I was saying to her that I create these recordings for myself where I will literally turn on the voice memo on the phone, or else I also have like a little digital recorder, and I'll say like, hey, hey, is there someone here who can talk to me about, you know, really ramping up my energy for the da-da-da that I have to do right now? Like, you know, sometimes I lead panels, or, you know, I have coaching calls, or I'm, you know, lead a book club or something, and maybe I'm in a hard place. And also I'll literally turn on the recorder and say, who's there that could help me with this? And I know this may sound a little wacko, but the truth of it is, if any of you have followed at all any of kind of, I think it's called internal family systems, although I haven't studied that. I know that that's kind of a quote unquote parts work. And my own teacher, Sherry Huber, for many, many years has helped us to look at how there's different aspects of ourselves. And if we, you know, if you pause for just a minute and think about it, you'll probably be able to quickly see, like, there's a part who maybe is a lot more motivated to do hard work than another part who maybe is, you know, really loves to just take a quiet walk in nature or sit out on the deck and read, and she'd rather do that than work. Or maybe there's a part who gets really sad at saying goodbye. I've got that one when I took my niece to the airport today. There's a part who maybe feels really sad at saying goodbye. And maybe there's a part who is, you know, kind of has like that 10,000 feet from the sky view of things and is able to hold things a little more lightly. I don't know. If you think for yourself, or if you pay attention over the next like number of hours, you may see different. And sometimes we even voice it, right? Sometimes we might say, you know, there's a part of me that really wants to go to this party tonight, but another part kind of would prefer to just stay home and take a hot bath and take care of myself in a quiet way. That's an example, right? Two different parts of us, you know, different aspects. And the way that I was talking to my coaching client today is that he and I have been working on creating block time in his calendar for him to really be able to focus on something that he wants to bring in the world. And we all know this, right? If we have a dream, we want to do something. This isn't his thing, but let's just say you want to write a book, for instance. In order to write a book, it's really necessary to create block time where you are working on the book. And it's unlikely that leaving it up to chance that that's going to happen. Now, of course, it might, but we have a much better chance of actually bringing things into the world if we create that block time. And it's also, just this is just an aside, it's a really wonderful way to make sure that we're keeping our brains agile with focus, because we all know in this world of TikTok and Instagram and scrolling and social media and shorter articles that our brains are focusing in smaller amounts of time. And I find it to be an incredible training ground to have at least a 2-hour creative block time that I'm focused on something. The phone is off, all of the notifications are off. There's this just me and whatever it is that I'm working on. So I was talking to my client about this today, and we were saying sometimes it's really hard to not get distracted. So for instance, we might have a block time on our calendar. Let's say you have a block time Monday at 2 to 4, and Monday rolls around and at 1:30, your best friend calls you and wants to talk. You know, you pick up the phone and before you know it, you know, it's 3:00 and you've totally forgotten your block time. You've totally, just spaced out on it. You got distracted. And so one of the things that we were talking about today is this idea of actually creating a visual in your head of the person you want to call in. In this case, for something like a block time, if you're writing a book, you might want to call in the author, you know, the author part of yourself, the one who dreams of releasing this book. And you would, you know, if you're up for it, you don't have to create a recording. I really think it's super helpful. I think it's helpful to turn on the voice memo and say, hey, author me, can you come and talk to me about this block time that I have on Monday and help me get inspired to make sure that I show up for it? And while you're there, can you tell me, like, what do I do when I first, you know, I sit down at the computer and I have these 2 hours, tell me where I start. And it's like having, it's really like having partners, right? Because there are parts of us who are much more adept at certain things. And so it might also be like, so I'm giving you an example of a quote unquote, like worker bee self or author self or dream project self or project manager self. But it could also be, as I was starting to say to you, like maybe it's a part who just is a little bit more robust at being able to have resilience or to be able to generate energy when necessary. So I might have a part of myself that is somewhere that I can't find her at the moment, but I know that she has the ability to say to me, for instance, if I turn on the recorder and say, hey, you know, I need to get on this call in 10 minutes and I really need to feel more alive. I need to feel more energetic. I want to feel like there's life in my voice. And that person always shows up, I'm telling you. And she might come on and say something like, hey, I'm here. Why don't we go outside? This is, you know, often, you know, as many of you know, stepping outside can change our whole entire, way we feel pretty much instantly sometimes, especially if we start to focus on a beautiful tree or the, you know, taking deep breaths, you know. And she might say just that, like, hey, let's start by going outside. Let's find a tree that we can lean against and just like kind of pick up the energy of the tree. And let's take some breaths. Let's do some box breathing, or, you know, another one is to do like 4 deep breaths in and then 8 deep breaths out, or whatever kind of breathing might be supportive in the moment. But I think focusing on our breathing is often a way to feel more energy. I also, you know, this particular part of me has a mentor, Brendan Burchard, who will periodically during anything we do at a seminar, will have us all stand up and maybe do jumping jacks or maybe some Qigong. Maybe we'll do a little tapping. Anything that kind of brings the energy centers a little bit alive. And that might be something this part suggests. So I'm going to just say that I think practicing this with whatever, like, and, you know, somebody might say, like, well, that sounds kind of fake. Like, if I'm feeling really down and low energy, isn't this just kind of spiritually bypassing that feeling? And that's a question to ask yourself in the moment, for sure. Like, there are definitely times where we want to allow ourselves to, like, fully feel everything that's going on. And there are also times where we might need to short circuit that temporarily, like for the reasons I just said. Maybe, you know, maybe we're going to an event, and it's maybe we're going to a networking event, and it's something really important to us, and we really need that part to show up for a while. And then after the event, we can invite back in that part who needs to grieve or to feel sad or to be angry or whatever she was feeling. It's not, I mean, I think a lot of times, like, I used to think that we had to, like, this is all there is in the moment, is this particular emotion that is running through me. But we actually have some agency in it. I'm going to play a little bit more of this song for you because I don't know why, I just want to. You know, it's like the kind of connection between like the girl of the hour, who's needed right now, you know? And I just realized as I was playing that music, sometimes what I'll do, and I think this is a really beautiful way to also bring in creativity if you feel like it. Let's say I'm making a voice recording and I'm calling in someone who, you know, who has a little bit more energy than I do at the moment, an aspect of myself. Well, I might also in the background play some music that brings that part up, you know? Like, for instance, as some of you know, I've played this so much on these Love Grams, but I love Sarah Bareilles' song, Brave, right? I guess it'd be fun if I had a little bit of that here right now. Let me see if I can pull it up while I'm talking to you. Oh, it's probably going to have an ad because I don't, yeah. We don't want to hear an ad. But, oh, okay, now it's going to let me skip it. Here's the beginning of Sarah Bareilles' Brave. You know, heavy, you know, beat. The video happens to be very upbeat. It's really almost impossible for me, especially if I'm watching this video, not to feel an uptick in my energy. I mean, first of all, my Ole Ole Oxen Free group, my group coaching, this is our theme song. And so it immediately makes me think of them, and it makes me think of our desire to, you know, to live a free, expressive, you know, alive, life-affirming kind of existence where we're brave to be ourselves. And so that's an example. I might have that playing in the background while I call in somebody to help me get energy. And together that will give me a boost. So those are just, you know, really, you know, one or two small things that have a big impact. And again, I just want to reiterate as I'm closing this out, I'm not saying, you know, push aside all your feelings. Don't ever feel, you know, sad or upset or angry or confused. I'm really not saying that. I'm saying if you've been feeling those things whoops, my alarm went off and shut off my recording. I was closing it out anyways, but I was basically just saying, like, I'm not saying don't feel your feelings. Please don't take this as that. But what I'm saying is there are times when we want to have agency. We want to give ourselves a break maybe from really hard feelings, or we want to show up for somebody else and, you know, we want to temporarily bring in another part of us. It's not fake. It's truly like a part of us. But we get to sort of like play around. When I was talking to my coaching client today, he said, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, like there are different characters inside us and we can bring one forward. And I think that's exactly what it is. So, you know, let me know if you try it. Send me off an email. Let me know if it works or doesn't work, or you don't like the idea or you do like the idea. I love to hear from you. You know, you don't have to agree with me, of course, with anything, but it's fun to practice things together. All right, sending you love. Bye-bye.